Hello, I'm your host, Craig Sumke. Now, this is very untraditional, but a quick word before we start the show about our theme song. Now, many of you at home listening who are familiar with tonight's program will think you know what's about to happen. I'm going to describe some elaborate way in which I paid our producer, Taylor Moore, an arm and a leg to create a theme, and that asshole is just going to play Crazy Frog. That, however, is not the case, because today's theme song is actually a collaboration. That's right. I have dedicated a lot of the show's budget to bring in the one, the only Hans Zimmer to supervise Taylor in the creation of an actual theme song for our game show. So, with that said, it's time to play Bag It or Tag It!
Generating characters, making choices, bag it or tag it!
Hello to our lovely audience at home, and thank you for joining us on today's first ever live taping of Bag It or Tag It! We're here in beautiful Burbank, California to see if our PC, our passionate character, will choose to bag it and leave here with one of the NPCs they meet tonight for a romantic tryst, or instead tag it and go home with a fabulous, uncommon, magical item provided by our sponsor, Tempur-Pedic Mattresses. Tempur-Pedic Mattresses. Take your next long rest on a Tempur-Pedic mattress. God damn, it's good sleep. But enough of me. Let's meet today's PC, Abria Iyengar.
Hi. Oh, wow. Oh, it's so nice to be here.
Oh, Abria, it's so lovely to have you here. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself? Who are you? What are you looking for in a romantic partner?
Yeah. Wow, there's it's a big audience. I am a sort of longtime dungeon master, longtime player, frequent bachelorette, and I'm just looking to, you know, just have a person I can go on adventures with. That's all I want.
Oh, audience, your heart goes out to her. I mean, we've all been there, all right? Who's that person you're crawling through the deep dark with? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Well, Abria, lucky for you, on the other side of this divider are our potential NPCs in your quest for romance, all right? I'm going to introduce those NPCs. And once I introduce you NPCs, if you could just say hello so that our PC can hear your voice. Our first NPC is Bori Metalbreaker. She is a 100-year-old female hill dwarf sorcerer. She has short, straight black hair and brown eyes. She has rugged gray skin. She stands 4 feet tall with a beefy build. She has an oval, incredibly beautiful face. And she has a beautiful abstract tattoo on her left hand and a shocking tattoo of an elephant on her left hand. It's shocking, folks. She discreetly worships Moradin, god of dwarves, creation, smithing, protection, metalcraft, and stonework. She is prone to violence. She can't keep a secret. She always wears a veil. She collects handkerchiefs. And one more fun fact about her, she's actually a blue dragon. Bori, would you just say hello to Abria?
Hello.
Oh, wow.
Next up, we have Thomas Missplitter. He is a 75-year-old male half-orc fighter. He has extremely long, straight, blonde hair and black eyes. He has rugged brown skin. He stands 6'2 and has a regular build. He has a round, unremarkable face with short sideburns. He's severely allergic to kobolds. Now, he doesn't worship any god. He is a pacifist. He judges people by their actions and not their words. And he has a pet ferret companion named Mushi. Also, a fun fact about him, he's the head of a local drug dealing circle. Thomas, will you say hello to Abria?
Oh, hello, love.
Ooh.
Oh. Next up, we have Thomas Darkdraft. He is a 53-year-old male half-elk beggar. He has long, straight golden hair and golden eyes. He has silky green skin. He stands 5'3 and has a massive build. He has a diamond-shaped, ordinary face, and he has a very small scar on his left arm. He discreetly worships Garl Glittergold, god of gnomes, protection, humor, trickery, and gem cutting. He's very impatient. He doesn't care about risks or odds. He shares everything he owns, and he doesn't like change. Also, he's followed day and night by an animated rocking chair. Thomas, if you could say hello.
I actually asked that the Garl Glittergold thing not be mentioned in my introduction.
All right, Thomas. It was nice to meet all three of these NPCs. Abria, you take it away. You ask these lovely NPCs whatever you'd like, and they will answer you. And I'll only step in when it's time.
Great. Well, let's start off with a question for the group. What are all of you looking for in a partner?
Bori, why don't we start with you?
Well, I have been married before, and so I don't know if that's for me or not. So that's negotiable, though. I actually want someone to hoard gold with and roll around on that gold and go flying to find virgins to eat. That's a perfect date to me.
Mm. Oh, wow. Mm. That's great.
Very nice. I've realized now that we have two Thomases. So we're going to have Thomas 1 and Thomas 2.
Which is actually kind of difficult because you're bachelors 2 and 3. But it's fine. We'll figure it out.
Abria, shut up. This is my show. Now, Thomas 1, can you answer Abria's question?
Yeah, of course.
Sorry to interrupt. I actually would like to go. I'd actually like to go next. I'm very patient.
Sir, you think you're Thomas 1?
I should be Thomas 1. I only have as much time until this rocking chair gets here, so we better speed it up. When that chair gets here, nobody's going to like what happens next.
All right. Well, then why don't you just go then?
Thank you. I'm Thomas 1. I'm the new Thomas 1. Oh. Very impatient. Thank you.
But bachelor number 2.
You can call me Thomas 1.
Okay.
But well, let's be clear. He's bachelor number 3 and now Thomas number 1.
Yeah.
But now since he's going second, is he bachelor number
No, because that would involve switching the chairs around as they are on the set. And we're kind of locked in.
Bachelor number 3 is Thomas number 1 who goes second. I can't be any clearer than that.
Everything you just said is true.
I'm keeping up. I think we're doing great.
Mm-hmm. What's your question for me? I want to date you.
Oh, yeah. What are you looking for in a partner?
Looking for someone who has a thrill for life and a zest for fun. If they have the ability to dispel animated objects and destroy them, that would be a big plus. And also, if they, you know, worship Garl Glittergold.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
Worship Garl Glittergold.
I must be a little... just one more time.
Look, I'm a very giving person. I share everything that I own, and I just want to give my life. You know, it's the last thing I haven't given to somebody is my life. So I'm looking for a wonderful life partner, and someone to share romance with. I think that I bring a lot of straight golden hair and silky green skin to any relationship that I'm in. And my face might be ordinary, but my scar is small.
Oh. You really got me back there in the end.
You will now throw it over to Thomas 2, Bachelor 2. So that syncs up nicely.
Yeah,
I'm happy to answer. I mean, truthfully, as a pacifist kind of drug lord. The thing I'm looking for most is a partner, you know, a business partner, someone who's willing to be the violence that I can't, whether it's disemboweling my enemies or, you know, sending threatening letters to Congress people. I'm just looking for someone who can be the kind of the strong fist to my open palm. You know, as you saw with Thomas, if he wants to be Thomas One, I won't fight him. And you know what? It would be nice if you liked animals, because my pet ferret, Mushi, needs a mommy.
Can you tell me more about the ferret?
Mushi needs a
mommy. Yeah, I know we're supposed to be doing a thing with all the group, but please, Thomas Two, please tell me more about your ferret.
Oh, so I met Mushi at a ferret rescue that I was dealing drugs to one of the people who worked there. They had an addiction to heroin, and so I would go there and deliver the heroin and play with the ferrets. And one day, I just made eyes with Mushi, and you know, for a while, I thought that maybe there was a human trapped in her that I had a romantic connection with, but that wasn't the case. She's just a normal ferret. So,
I've eaten a lot of heroines.
Oh, well, I, you know, if you need more, you just let me know. But yeah, no, so that's kind of me and Mushi.
I think Bachelor Number One is saying she's eaten a lot of heroines, like female heroes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I've eaten a lot of heroin, the drug, but that's...
Mm-hmm. It's a story for another day, maybe, you know.
Another day, another time.
If we go on the date, I'll tell you all about it. Mm-hmm.
I like that. You're kind of leaving me wanting more. Okay, well, let's move back to Bachelorette Number One, Bori. You are, I believe, a blue dragon that devours heroines. I don't really understand the like lip situation on there, but can you make the sound of your sexiest kiss for me?
Would you like me to do that in my dwarf form or in dragon form?
You know, I'll take an A and a B.
Okay. All right. So in dwarf form, Hildor form, it sounds like this. Oh, yeah, baby. That's it. All right. Yeah. Mm.
That's what your kissing sounds like?
Yeah. There's a lot of tongue in there, too, I guess. But, like, considering that my face is hidden by a veil right now, it's kind of hard to, you know, it acts as kind of a pop filter. For all of the macking noises. And as a dragon, it sounds a lot like...
Yeah, I like that.
Huh. All that could be yours.
Noted. Ooh, okay. You know what? No, let's make that for the group, too. Thomas, Number One, Bachelor Three. Yeah, what's the sound of your sexiest kiss?
Thank you for the question. It's an honor to be able to answer. The sound of my sexiest kiss would go a little bit something like this. Hey there. Oh, God. God, close the door! Close the door! The chair's getting... You fucking chair! Give me that rope! Give me the rope! You motherfucker! Fuck you! Fuck you! Yeah, you stupid piece of furniture!
It's time for
somewhere.
Violence!
Get it! God. I can give away everything but this stupid curse. I tell you, don't punch someone in the face if you're at a sort of like retirement community for evil wizards. Because furniture, long after they've rehabilitated, their furniture still hasn't forgiven you. To answer your question,
Yeah, great. The kiss, great. I do want to circle back on the rocking chair. Now, you are behind a curtain, so I really... What happened back there, and where is the chair?
The chair... Oh, my God. The chair's gone. Did anyone see where it went? Shit.
What? No. What?
It'll come back soon. It always comes back.
Hey, live studio audience, if you can, do us a favor. Keep an eye out for that chair. Please, if everyone could just shout chair if they see it come back. Thank you.
I think, I'm pretty sure it uses echolocation. I know it has eyes, but they're not very powerful. They might be looking straight down. They might be in the bottom of the chair.
So it's just sort of listening for you? And then just rocks gently towards you?
Yeah, normally I have to be very, very silent. But what can I say? I wanted a chance for love. Also, I'm very tall.
Do you consider 5'3 incredibly tall?
No, I don't consider
5'3. I would.
You would consider 5'3 incredibly tall?
Yes, at standing at 4 foot nothing, I would consider 5'3 incredibly tall.
Actually, yes. Sorry. I would consider 5'3 incredibly tall. I assumed because something funny about me is my build is absolutely massive at an impressively tall 5'3.
Yes.
So, I mean, Abria, Tom 2 here. I mean, you can't see it, but this guy's elbows go on for days. Like, I mean, we are getting rocked over here.
You can all see each other back there?
Oh yeah,
we're all just standing. We watch this chair really lay into this guy.
I used to actually be quite a slender fellow, but then I wrestled a chair multiple times a day every day for 5 years.
That'll do it. That's good. I mean, it does feel like CrossFit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Part of the reason that you may have heard me referred to as a beggar, that's actually because I gave away all of my belongings voluntarily, because if I kept them, the chair would destroy them. So there's no point in me owning anything.
That's fair and sad.
I'm going to
move Thomas 2.
Yes.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. There was a mention of a kobold allergy.
Yes.
Is that sort of a general dragon and dragonkin allergy? Or is it very specifically kobolds? Because I do know you are behind the scenes with a dragon. So how are you doing?
Yes, no. I've got a little sniffle. I've got just the littlest one. But I think I'm just kind of getting over something.
He's got a runny nose, actually. Oops, sorry, I wasn't supposed to say that.
Okay, hey, don't throw me under the bus, all right? We all want to date. We all want to have sex with Abria, all right?
Aww.
We're all hoping we get bagged, all right? So, you know, relax, Bori. But no, it's just genetic. My father, my father's father, my father's father, father, we're all allergic to kobolds. It's just a thing I'm living with and doing the best I can with what I've got. You know, if they do come around, though, I mean, they need to. I mean, again, it's been tough as a pacifist because they need to die. If they get too close to me, it's full anaphylaxis. So,
Well, I've always wanted to be an enforcer. Okay, another question for the group, and we'll just go in numerical order. So you're stranded on an island. What three things do you wish you had?
So do we go in numerical order of our bachelor number or of Thomas's? Because then I am not a Thomas, so that would mean that Thomas 1 goes first, Thomas 2 goes first, and as the least Thomas, then I would go last. So am I going last or first?
Bori, I appreciate your attention to detail. I would love it if you were to suddenly be a Thomas. Do you think you would be sort of a Thomas negative
0.5?
Yeah.
I would be Thomas 0.5.
Okay,
judging by the heights in this group.
I think that makes you first, so you can go ahead and kick it off.
Dang.
Excellent. What was the question again?
You're stranded on a desert island. What three things do you wish you had?
I wouldn't be stranded on the desert island, seeing as how I can fly to places.
Oh.
Do you want to go to a stranded a desert island and be stranded there with me?
if I say yes, will you eat me?
You? No, I told you what kind of women that I'm into eating, but, you know.
A heroine.
The other one, too.
Okay. Well, that was actually a bit of a deal breaker. No, go ahead.
Okay, to answer your question, if I was stranded on an island, I would want, of course, you know, something for betting, maybe like some coins or cash would be all right. And then I would also like probably a display case for all my handkerchiefs that I collect. I've got all kinds of hankies. And I would probably have a knife. Knives are always very useful on a desert island.
That's pretty good. I'm going to pivot this question because now you mentioned gold and cash. How do you feel about crypto? Question to all the Thomases. How do we feel about cryptocurrency? Starting with the dragon.
Oh, well, it doesn't make very good betting.
Fair.
But there are a lot of virgins that have it, so, you know.
My feelings about cryptocurrency, I would say that anything that cannot be carried in the hands or pockets is not going to be optimal for me. To sort of sit down and actually unpack a digital wallet is not something the chair gives me enough time for. So I sort of need to exist in a, you know, having physical specie on my hand, right? I need to have actual cash dollars. Because again, when I go to sleep, I can't have anything on me. You know, I can only get a cat nap before the chair finds me. So I'm not a huge fan of cryptocurrency for those reasons. Also for its environmental impact and also just being a Ponzi scheme in general.
So this is a rare example of a beggar being a chooser. And I like that for you.
Hey, thank you so much. Huh. Wow. Yeah. If you're as cute as your puns, then you can help hide me from this chair.
And Thomas, number two.
Oh, I mean, as a drug dealer, I love it. Who heard? Easy answer. Love it. Big into it. NFTs, the whole fucking bag.
Wow, the last guy who's into NFTs. Amazing.
What? Hey, I'm fighting for it. You know, I judge people by their actions,
you're
not their words.
Well, you're not fighting for it, are you? You're
I mean, I would never. No, I'm just kind of like.
Not sure.
Yes, consciously objecting to letting it go. I'm holding on tight, tight.
You have to let go. You have to be willing to let go. So I don't know. I also want to say just real briefly that if I were stranded on a desert island, I would be so happy. I would be so, so happy because I don't think the chair can swim. But it's just hard to get to an island when you don't have any money.
Mm. Oh. And, you know, if we're jumping on that bandwagon, I would say probably, of course, Mushy. Probably the Beatles' White Album. That's kind of a big one for me. And I don't go anywhere without Cheez-Its. So those are my kind of three.
Now, this is going to be a deal breaker. Which kind of Cheez-It?
Oh, extra toasty.
Correct answer.
Oh, thank God. I was real scared there for a moment. Because if you were the kind of person who likes regular Cheez-Its, I was about to unpacify myself and pacify you.
Don't you threaten me with a good time.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Bachelor number three.
All right. Well, that alarm means...
is it
you know,
chair?
I don't actually know what that alarm
is. It the fucking chair? Is it the fucking chair?
I know because it's going off in the whole building. Oh God, Do you hear that? Do you hear the tip taps on the metal? Ah, shit! I think the spiders from the Joe Rogan Fear Factor reboot one studio over are fucking in the vents. Oh, everybody, fucking run! Everybody, Jesus. Fucking
Jesus,
save yourself!
Jesus.
Holy shit! Oh fuck, they're here! Oh God! Oh, there's spiders in the studio! Shit! Everybody, roll initiative so that we can decide in what order we're going to do things.
Oh my God, dude, I absolutely suck. I didn't even look at this. My highest stat is 10, and it's in strength. Everything else is 8s and 7s. I don't even have a class. I'm a beggar. I'm fucking dead, dude. I am straight up fucking dead, man.
Hey, dude. We got a show to do. All of you need to survive so that one of you can get bagged and or tagged, all right? Now, roll initiative.
In an order, if we were to go in an order for violence, I would be a 13 fast at it.
I rolled a straight up one. I fucking suck. I'm dead. I'm so fucking dead. God, I'm so impatient. I can't believe I have to go last.
Weirdly enough, I also rolled a one. So, hey, bud. We've hit damsel territory. Protect.
Oh, my God.
Please protect me.
Can I go first? I'll protect you. I promise.
Yeah. What's your dex?
How are we feeling about a hot 7? It's only a minus 2.
No, I'm going to go and then you can go after me, bud.
Oh, I'm so impatient. I'm very impatient.
Thomas, too.
Well, all right. No, I'm just looking over. I have a 3 in dexterity. So,
wait, a 3 modifier or just a
3 modifier? So, oh, okay. I have a 3 total. I got a minus. I have a minus 4. So while I rolled an 8, it is knocked down to a 4.
Okay, the pacifist really coming through.
Don't worry. All 3 bachelors are going to equally contribute to this fight. We have a unarmed, incredibly slow beggar, and we have a pacifist with a ferret and a blue dragon. We're all going to contribute equally to the fight, I promise.
All right, so as Craig, I only have 2 eyes, so I can only look at one person at a time and describe for our audience at home what they are in what they are doing at any given moment. So I'm just going to go in this order based on kind of people's ability to actually move and do something. So I'm going to be looking over at Bori and describing that for you, then Thomas 2, then Abria, and then Thomas number 1.
Hey, spiders, take a look at this. I hold up my left hand.
Oh, my God. A bunch of spiders are looking at Bori's hand, seeing this shocking elephant tattoo.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm going to throw up.
Holy fuck. Oh, God, that's nasty. They are all going to make, it seems like some kind of check is being asked of their constitution, which... Only one of the spiders seems to have succeeded, as the rest vomit up enough bile that they seem to be incapacitated.
Wow.
Is Bori doing it? I'm looking at Bori. I can't tell if Bori's doing anything else.
What's Bori doing? That tattoo move was super effective, but my God, Bori, I'm not going to do shit on my turn.
I follow the sound of... Does anybody else hear that... creaking wood?
Oh, God. This is the fucking chair. This is the fucking chair.
Hey.
Oh, God. There it is.
I speak chair.
What?
What?
Attack.
Wait, the chair.
Wait, did you tell the chair to attack?
Yes, I did.
Fuck. Don't tell it to do that.
Wait.
Fuck.
I'm watching Bori make some kind of persuasive check with regard to if the chair is going to act on her desires.
Can I provide the help action, Craig?
Sure, I can't see you right now, but I'll assume that is happening in my periphery.
Yeah.
23.
Oh! The chair is swinging down! It's careening through spiders left and right! You really do speak chair! They have a language! All right, I feel like I've looked at Bori enough. I think I'm going to turn my head to look over at Thomas number 2.
Well, as a pacifist, I can't... I can only judge the actions of these spiders as they murder this live in studio audience and make way for my fellow bachelors and Abria. And I also have a minus 4 dexterity, so it takes me I'm not great at walking or kind of just any sort of movement. I'm gonna sit here and think on this.
You're bachelor number 2, you're thinking?
Well, I'm going to take in the actions that people are choosing to do, consider them, Not. I'm not going to listen. I'm just gonna watch.
Mm. Jesus. Jesus. Thomas too is just getting totally pensive and meditative. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's up to Thomas One.
Well, actually, I'm sorry, Thomas One. I have to look over at Abria first.
Yeah. What?
Or actually, excuse me.
The spiders. Impatient. Fuck.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna look over at the spiders to see what they are doing. Oh God. They're making a series of attacks on the audience. Oh God, they're critting. Oh God, the spiders. They're picking up our studio audience. No, put down that old lady. Oh God, they're ripping them in half. Oh shit. I think by the time we get around to kind of me being able to look around again, the studio's in-house defenses will kick on. Oh shit. Oh God. Oh, they're gonna tear me apart. I'm gonna look over at Abria now. Abria, what are you doing?
I'm trying to maintain my position in front of Craig, are we supposed to continue playing? People are dying and there's a curtain.
You can't look on this side of the screen. You can't look on this side of the screen.
Don't look over there. We have to keep rolling. We have the studio until 6 p.m., all right? And then we're into overtime, and I can't afford that. So we're just going to make this part
this
of the
out
show.
Out of pocket, Mr. Sumge?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with bootstrapping it.
I just need to make a pilot, and then I'll show it to Lou and Abria and the other people, and then they'll all invest in it, and we'll do, like, a bunch of these. But for the first one, I just took money out of my own pocket, and, oh, God, oh, it's still, you know.
Yeah, then, you know what? The show must go on. I am stepping over corpses and sundry limbs of dead and maimed studio members and perching gently on my stool and waiting for my cue to continue the game.
Okay, great. So yeah, when we get back around to it, you'll be ready to think about all the things you've been hearing and who you want to bag or who you want to tag. All right, I'm going to look over at you, Thomas One. It does seem like you have to save the day.
I knew this day would come. I knew this day would come. Garl Glittergold. I'm going to talk very quietly because I don't like people
knowing. Who are you talking to?
Nobody. Garl, you are my perfect gnomish god of protection, humor, trickery, and jam cutting. Right now, I'm mostly interested in the protection, though to what degree you add trickery, humor, or jam cutting, I leave up to your discretion.
Thomas, Garl, aren't you a half-elf?
What?
Aren't you a half-elf?
I am a squat, broad half-elf with green skin and golden hair, and I'm very impatient, and I don't like to talk about my faith, and the chair has been hunting me for as long as I can remember. But I do know one thing. These spiders have to leave this game show because I love Abria Iyengar!
There goes my hero.
I'm body slamming the spiders. This has to work. I don't have an adventuring class.
Oh gosh, make some kind of roll. Thomas.
Five minus two is three. I don't have any class features. Let's get these spiders.
Wait, hold on. It seems like there might be some sort of divine presence in the space. Can you make some kind of religion check to see, like, if maybe you can touch it or connect with it?
Garl, is this you? Please be discreet. Don't intervene in a way that would tip my hand that I'm faithful to you. Garl, that's another five. That's straight up another five. Garl! Please.
Okay, maybe it's just five.
He's fallen onto the rocking chair.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. I knew this is how it would happen. Rocking chair, kill me. Kill me so hard that my blood and bones splatters out and kills the spiders. Let's finally end it after all these years.
Oh, wait. Look. The defenses are coming on. Studio defenses initiate. Oh, okay. The spiders are being mowed down. They have homing. They won't hit any of us. Oh, oh, God. Oh, oh, shit. Oh, the spiders. They've been killed. All right. If everyone could just sit the fuck back down, we're going to finish the show. All right. It doesn't seem like the rocking chair is tearing you apart or anything, Thomas. Are you okay? Do you feel all right?
I think when I jumped on those spiders, I think something burst inside my body. I think...
Like your spleen or a kidney?
I think so. You know, one of the things about me is that I share everything I own, up to and including my own life. I'm so glad that I died defending Abria. By the way, my real name's not Bachelor Number 3. My real name is Thomas Number 1. And that's not even my real name. My real name is Thomas Darkdraft. I've always loved you.
Stop. You're not going to die on this show. You're not going to die on this show. Right? Abria, you need to pick one of these people now, and then I'm going to throw his body out on the street so that he didn't die during the show. If he died outside of the show, I think it's totally cool.
Okay. Disneyland rules. I get it.
If someone called him MT, I might be able to make it.
All right.
Thomas, all right. Let's wrap this up. Here we are. We're at the end.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Bori, did you want to repeat that question?
Oh, I was just asking if Thomas Number 1 has had sex before, ever. Uh-huh. You're smelling real good right now.
What's that? I've only had sex if you count the times that the chair attacked me while I was in a state of arousal.
All right!
Number 1, I will choose you if you eat Bachelor Number 3.
What?
I don't know if that counts as sex, but it's some of the only time I've ever been touched in a pleasurable way.
Oh, yeah, shit! You like that? Delicious.
I do like it. This is good for me. The chair can't get me in here.
Well, Abria,
Yeah,
it's the time of the game show where you decide if you wanna back it or tag it. Bachelor Number 1 is still available. Bachelor Number 2 seems to be deep in a meditative space, and Bachelor Number 3 is within Bachelor Number 1. So.
So technically, I guess the if you choose me, that means that you're also choosing Bachelor Number 3.
Why didn't I think to get the magic items that are part of the game show when the fight happened?
So, what do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the... Look, it was a hard decision. And at the end of the day, I'm going to pick the devil's polycule. Bachelor's number 0.5. 1.5. I pick 1.5.
Yay!
Oh. Wow. Well, Bachelor Number 2, thanks for being here, and you can see your way out.
That's all right. You know, I guess I'll have to find a mommy for Mushi somewhere else.
Okay. You could have, I guess this is the part where I reveal that you could have tagged it and had a plus one Tempur-Pedic mattress. That's okay. You and Bachelor Number 1.5 get to go and bag it. Everyone, thank you so much. Sorry. Thank you all for listening. And apologies to the families of those in our live studio audience, who gave their lives so that Abria could have consensual sex with a blue dragon with another man being chased by a chair inside of it. I've been Craig Sungi.
It's warm in here. The chair can't get me. I'm happy.
And I will likely be sued for the events that have transpired here. I hope you enjoyed it. This has been Bag It Or